Dixie Black preached at the 8 and 10:30 this morning, and so her homily was just strikingly brilliant. So I just want to give a plug. It'll be up on the website probably tomorrow or Tuesday. And part of what she's talking about is Herod's family as your typical dysfunctional family. So it's quite a remarkable piece. I'm going to take a slightly different tack into this, and I'm curious about how many of you, do you know what a panto is? A pantomime, like an English pantomime, right? For those of you who don't know, an English pantomime, it's a kind of theater. There's always, invariably, there's a young woman who's in the hands of some dastardly villain. There's usually a handsome hero and a great amount of cross-dressing. And in our gospel this morning, we're brought into the court of one of the dastardly villains of the Christian texts. And in fact, if this were a panto, every time I mention the name Herod, you should all go, boo. Let's try it together. And then Herod said, perfect. So the murder of John the Baptist at the behest of Herod's wife and daughter and the gathered guests is a terrible crime. And as awful as our Herod is, I'd like to suggest that we might want to look on him with a little bit of compassion, perhaps even a little understanding. He is, after all, like so many of the biblical characters, a reflection of us. So here's the line I'm intrigued by this evening. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. And I wonder, how often have you found yourself having to choose between fitting in with expectations and going your own way? Choosing the way of the crowd or choosing the right way? How often have you chosen to go along with the crowd rather than make waves? See, I think that there's a strand in the complex details of this story that really is about the choices that we all must make sometimes. As much as this is a story that foreshadows, for example, the crucifixion of Jesus, both John and Jesus die unjust deaths, and Pilate too will succumb to the will of the crowd. There's all sorts of foreshadowing in this story. It's also a distinct little morality play of its own. Think about this. In Mark's gospel, all Mark needed to say was Herod had beheaded John the Baptizer, and there was no need to go into the story. So why does he go into the story? And I want to suggest it's because it's its own little morality play. And so rather than booing each time we hear Herod, each time we hear Herod's name, as tempting as that might be, thank you, let's all imagine that we actually are Herod. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's maybe not as easy, right? So you've got yourself into a situation where you've made a commitment publicly. Perhaps you married somebody, public commitment, and then you found someone else that you fell in love with, someone your friends and family likely won't accept. Or the organization you're a manager in. You've made a commitment to the organization. You're part of the in-group. And you learn that there's going to be some layoffs next week. And you've seen the list. And your friend's name is on that list. And you're handed a confidentiality agreement to sign. Perhaps you're part of a religious group. You've made a commitment to them, to their values, and all your friends and family are members. and they say something or do something that hurts you to your core. You have to choose between what the group you belong to expects you to do and what you need to do to be true to yourself. Leaving the group means leaving all of your family and friends. I'd like to suggest that Herod is in this position. He has made a public commitment. To have said no to Herodias's awful request would have been at great cost to himself, perhaps even his kingdom, his life, not to mention his reputation and power. So I'm going to invite you to do something here. Put yourself in Herod's shoes. What would you do? What would you have done? And what I'm going to invite you to do, we'll just take a couple of minutes here, turn to a person sitting close to you. This is not the after the sermon chat. This is still inside the sermon. But I'd like you to turn to a person sitting next to you. And if they don't want to talk, if they just want to be on their own, that's okay too. Just turn to somebody else. I'd like you to think about and have a conversation, a fast conversation with your neighbor. If you were Herod, given all of the pressure, what would you have done? So take a moment, turn to a neighbor. If you were Herod, what would you have done? And please, if you disagree with each other, don't get into a debate. Right? Just honor. That's what that person would have done. So turn to your neighbor, quick conversation. And last person speaking, please finish up. All right. Pardon my interruption. We'll come back. So let me just offer a closing piece here. So we have known for some time that as a species, we need to belong. We need to be connected to our group. It is absolutely vital for our survival as individuals and as a community. And sometimes the group is headed in the wrong direction. Sometimes we need to stand up and challenge. Sometimes we need to make a different choice than the group demands, even and especially when making that stand involves a great personal cost. That is what we are asked to do as Christians. We are asked to take the hard road, the difficult road of making the right decision, decisions that are courageous, decisions that are compassionate, authentic, and vulnerable. And God knows how awful and difficult those decisions are. And God knows we sometimes make choices like Herod. You and I are Herod. We sometimes make the wrong decision. And while we may boo and hiss, God still loves us, even when we're Herods.